Hi, I'm Alok Asthana, giving you here a summary of the chapter 11 of my book, the chapter being entitled How to Nourish All Parts of the Group, and the book being Leadership for Colonels and Business Managers. Now this one, How to Nourish All Parts of the Group, is an interesting topic of organizational development. To quite a degree, it is the details of the essential question of task versus group. But here we say that it is not just two things, the task or the task and the group, but there are actually three parts to it. The task completion needs, the group maintenance needs, and the individual maintenance needs. You would have noticed that for the task, I use the word task completion needs. But for group and individual, I have used the phrase group and individual maintenance needs. Let's get on to each one of them. The task needs pertains to goals and allocations of resources, men, material, information, and time. Task completion role of a leader involves initiating and defining the group problem, providing relevant information, interpreting, clarifying doubts, helping develop options, summarizing, and testing consensus by setting up trial balloons. In this regard, destructive leaders wait for others to initiate, withhold ideas and suggestions, avoid facts, but prefer to state personal opinions, get irritated by ambiguity and conflict, are inconsiderate of those who have not understood the task contours well. The second of these, the group maintenance needs. These work to ensure that the group does not choke over the processes that are necessary for task completion. It is necessary to complete the task, but it's equally necessary that the group is maintained while completing the task for completion of this task as well as for future tasks. There should be no sand in the system. Group maintenance roles involves encouraging others by setting up the right climate, sensing and expressing group feelings, harmonizing, reconciling disagreements, reducing tensions, admitting error, gatekeeping, etc. In this regard, destructive leaders are cold and unresponsive. They ignore reactions of the group as a whole and refuse to express their own, irritate or unnecessarily needle others. They become haughty or defensive. They fail to listen, go their own way in violation of accepted group standards. Let's now get to the third, the individual needs. Just like the group needs to be maintained while completion of the task, the unit of the group, that is the individuals, also need to be maintained for useful completion of the task as well as for maintenance of the group. The individual needs are of self-actualization, a sense of belonging, self-autonomy, and a sense of mastery over the job. Individual maintenance role of a leader involves fulfilling these needs of the group individuals as much as possible. Now, it must be appreciated that one leader cannot perform all these roles. A better option is to have different members of the group carrying out one or more of these roles. That would also make the team more balanced. In his research, a psychologist, Dr. Meredith Belbin, found out that a collection of prima donna task specialists do not make a good team. If I am a chief and you are a chief, who will groom the horse? So Dr. Belbin set out roles particularly relating to the first two important functions, that is task completion and group maintenance. These are as follows. Roles for task completion. Role of idea initiator, the information seeker, the information provider, problem clarifier, the summarizer, and the consensus tester. Now some roles relating to the group maintenance functions, the harmonizer, the gatekeeper, the supporter, the compromiser, the standards monitor, etc. And some more. There are some more self-oriented goals which are equally important, such as the group clown, the wet blanket, the dominator, the playboy, the self-confessor, the bragger. Now, I must get to an important part of the topic, that is it necessary to get into a dilemma of a task versus people question? Well, you simply have to keep both in mind, and it is quite possible to do so. However, in extreme cases, when one is forced to choose one over the other, in those cases, the verdict is clear. Task gets precedence. Individuals exist only to accomplish a task, not the other way around. Having said that, it is equally true that unless the individuals constituting the group feel satisfied, they will not be able to accomplish the tasks well, at least in the long run. You'll find interesting topics like this more in my book, Leadership for Colonels and Business Managers, available on Amazon and elsewhere. Give me a feedback, will you? Thank you.